Hey girl, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you build real self-trust, stop shrinking, and finally show up like the version of you that's been trying to come out for years. And listen, if you've been rocking with me since Note 2, then you already know I am all about celebrating tiny wins because tiny wins create momentum. So before we dive in today, I need to celebrate one. Most podcasts don't make it to episode 3, and here you are, listening to note number 14. That's a win, okay? You're here, still listening, still choosing yourself, still deciding to grow and not settle. And that win is worth acknowledging. I'm proud of you and I'm proud of me for it too. So in the last note, I gave you some tea about those sneaky little habits that quietly steal your confidence. And now that you're aware of what holds you back, today we get to talk about that version of you who's already on the other side of that, the one who is winning now. Let me ask you something. Have you ever caught a glimpse of the woman you know you could be and felt something in your chest like, that's me, but I don't know how to get there yet? You know the woman that I'm talking about. The one that walks into a room with quiet confidence. The one who doesn't second guess her worth. The one who trusts herself, her skills, her voice. The one who doesn't fold the moment someone doubts her. The one who lives her life instead of rehearsing it. She feels powerful. She feels steady. She feels like home. And here's the part that nobody tells you, but I'm going to tell you. That woman that you see, she's not a fantasy. She's not a one-day version of yourself. She is you. She is you. Just practice. And today, we're practicing. Because once you learn to think like her, you'll start moving like her. And once you learn to move like her, your entire life starts rising to meet her. No faking necessary. Now, here's why this works. Your brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and memory. Let me say that again. I love visualization because your brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and memory. So when you picture future you walking in with confidence, speaking without shrinking, waking up proud of who she is, your brain starts firing the same pathways as if it's already happened. So instead of saying, I wish I could be her, you start saying, oh, wait, I am her. That's what athletes visualize. That's why performers rehearse mentally before they rehearse physically. And that's why this exercise will show you how to shift how you carry yourself starting today. It teaches your brain to believe something before it becomes real. That belief, it changes your posture, your tone, your choices, your entire energy. All right, if you can, close your eyes, unless you're driving, of course. Keep them open then. Now, imagine yourself 6 months from today. You've been consistent. You've been kind to yourself. You stopped apologizing for taking up space. Picture yourself walking into a room. Maybe it's a meeting, a date, a family gathering, or just your kitchen early in the morning. Look at her. The future you. How does she walk? How does she breathe? What's the look in her eyes? She's grounded. She's at peace. She's not rushing. And she's definitely not shrinking. She's not waiting for permission. She's not asking 5 people for their opinion. She's moving like someone who knows she belongs. Now breathe in. And as you breathe out, softly say, I'm becoming her. One more time, a little louder. I'm becoming her. Because the truth is, the woman didn't appear out of thin air. She was built by every choice that you are making now. Every time you speak kindly to yourself, every time you follow through, every time you stop apologizing for things that aren't your fault, every time you decide to try again, that's her foundation. Confidence doesn't just drop from the sky. I wish it did, but it doesn't. It grows through repetition. So here's your new habit loop, the one that builds her. see her, speak like her, show up like her. Every time you catch yourself hesitating, ask, what would my future me do right now? Would she send that email? Would she raise her hand? Would she say no? Would she finally post that video? Would she walk away from what's draining her? If the answer is yes, do it scared. Do it shaky. Do it anyway. That's how she becomes real. Let me tell you something else that nobody told me. Your future you isn't ahead of you. She's not something that you need to catch up with. She's inside of you. She's the one that whispers, let's try again. She's already in her confidence era. You don't need permission. You survived harder things than this. You're not trying to find her. You're remembering her. And the more that you think like her, the more the world starts treating you like her. So today, I want you to carry this with you. You don't have to feel ready. You just have to act like the woman you already are. And if you want help turning this future you into everyday reality, come work with me inside Journey to Confidence. It's my one-on-one coaching program where we take pep talks like this and turn them into habits. Habits that build self-trust, habits that rebuild your identity, habits that make confidence your new normal. Because you're not becoming somebody new. You're remembering the woman you were always meant to be.